As we've just heard, there are various ways to approach the problem of nuclear fusion. General Fusion is one company trying this on a smaller scale and trying to short-circuit some of these difficult problems. On the line is Michael LaBerge, the Chief Scientific Officer and founder of General Fusion. So what are you doing different from the more conventional forms of fusion?
We're doing something called magnetized target fusion. Fusion is usually done of two ways. There's the tokamak, and then there's the inertial confinement fusion. In the tokamak, the plasma is very, very thin, not very dense at all. And there's a magnetic field that can prevent to get the heat to escape. In the inertial confinement fusion, they compress the plasma and there's no magnetic field, so the heat can escape very fast, but because they compress it very fast, they can try to beat that. We want to be somewhere in the middle. We want to be at intermediate amount of density, and we want a magnetic field. So we produce a plasma with some magnetic field and we compress it. And we can compress it slower than the laser guy, because we have a magnetic field, so it's going to be much easier to compress it. And we don't need so much confinement as the tokamak guy, because we don't want the plasma to exist for very, very long. We want to compress it relatively fast.
So what is the machine you're building doing? What does it look like?
So first we need to produce a plasma with a magnetic field. And for that, we use something called a spheromak generator. That's a nice name. This uses a couple of capacitor, and we make a huge electric discharge into a gas, and that produces the plasma. And in that plasma, there's electrical current, which make a magnetic field. And we don't use external magnet. All the magnetic field that holds the plasma together is produced by the current that's in the plasma itself. And that's called a spheromak. So we put that in the middle of a large sphere, which is filled of liquid metal. Now, the liquid metal is spinning. And because it's spinning, it opens a holes in the center, you know, a bit like in your toilet or something. And we inject the plasma inside the hole, and then we ram a pneumatic piston all around the machine, and that compresses the liquid metal, and it compresses the plasma, and the plasma will heat up to thermonuclear condition. It will emit neutrons. The neutron will be absorbed by the liquid metal, and it will make it hotter. And then we will pump that out, make a heat exchange to make some steam, and the steam will run the turbine to make the electricity.
So that all sounds very nice and simple in theory. How close are you to getting it to work?
Okay, so right now what we're doing is we're making the plasma successfully, the initial plasma before the compression. So it took us a few years to achieve that, but now we can produce that. Today we're making some compression experiment to see when we compress the plasma, if it does indeed go to thermonuclear condition. And right now we have some little issues with that. It is not quite working. The plasma go unstable and cool off. So hopefully we will manage to fix this problem in the next couple of years. So let's say in 2 years. And those are one-off single compression experiment. It is not done with a power plant system. Now after those 2 years, we hope to build a prototype plant that will run at a relatively low repetition rate. Like in those pulse system, you have to shoot every, you know, second or so to make some energy. This machine would be slower than that. And that would probably take about 3 years. And if that's successful, then we will build a real power plant, something that make electricity on the grid. And that would take another 5 years after that. So if you add 2 plus 3 plus 5, we're thinking about putting electricity on the grid in kind of 10 years.
Nuclear fusion always seems to be more difficult than people think it's going to be. Are you expecting that?
Yes, well, most people think it's very difficult. The thing is, the way we are trying to achieve fusion, at General Fusion, is quite different than the normal tokamak and laser. So the tokamak and laser, they've been at it for many years. They understand the problem and they know it's difficult. They will probably succeed, but it's a difficult task. Here, with something new. Now, it could be worse, it could be better. At this point, we don't really know because this is kind of new, but I'm hoping that it'll be easier than the two different approaches that are usually used, and therefore we can succeed with less trouble.
Thank you. Michael LaBerge from General Fusion.